We actually have a player joining us this week for training, and we have a Swedish centre back over that has been identified by Greta as a potential player for us for the remainder of the season. So we'll work on these over the coming week. But that aside, it's been relatively quiet. You know, we wish Jamie Proctor the very best of luck in his future. I phoned him last night, and you know, he seemed in good spirits, and it's a good opportunity for him there. But we have the squad now pretty much available, bar one or two maybe additions between now and the end of the season, and we know what we need to do, and the players know what we need to do, and I think that's a good starting point.
I know you've said in the past that you're not a big fan of the emergency loan window, but are you grateful that there's a chance next week or the week after to bring someone in if need be?
Yeah, I think that the one thing is that you don't want to just... I think that I actually wasn't in the office yesterday, and I was quite happy not to, but I was in constant contact, because sometimes when you're in the office on transfer deadline day, you just want to make something happen, and you should only be making things happen for the right reasons. And it was important that we didn't just sign any player yesterday for the sake of getting a body in. He has to be the right player for this team. And that's why in the end we didn't do any business, that the right player didn't become available. We had one or two with our sights on, but you know, their availability wasn't there yesterday. So in the end we're satisfied just now, and we'll move forward.
I think there's a culture to it, isn't there? And the fans, every fan of every team in the country, up and down Scotland included, they all expect something to happen, and they feel disappointed if it doesn't happen. But you can't force it.
You can't force it. And, you know, everybody wonders why clubs leave it to the very last minute. It's because that it's almost a domino effect. You know, for certain players to come out on loan, you require that particular club to get their target. And everybody's holding off, and then one movement can often have a real domino effect where quite a number of players become available. So that's the reason. It's not ideal, but we still have, because of the loan window here, an opportunity which will not be available next season, which I'm pleased with as well. But it allows us this year still to bring in one or two players if required.
It could be even more interesting this time next year with teams in January having to kind of stockpile players.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, it'll become probably a far more aggressive deadline day than ever before because of those reasons.
And just one final thing on the Swedish centre-back.
Yep.
Is he with a club?
No, he's not. He's on a tax. Their season finished a couple of months ago, but he's been training and... you know, working out with another team. He's a top flight player. He's got good pedigree, good history. I haven't seen him live. I've seen footage of him through various sources. Greta is aware of the player. He's done a lot of research on the player. And, you know, at this moment in time, he's one that we'll certainly consider.